Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
Good morning. I'm Carrie Miller. This is NPR News. We're starting the hour with an interview about opioid use, but it's not what you're accustomed to hearing on the topic. I got an email from Malia Cole after my segment aired about infants who were exposed to opioids during pregnancy. She acknowledged that the misuse of opioids is a serious problem, but she reminded me that many Americans take opioids to manage serious pain. And as awareness has grown about addiction, the people who need opioids have faced additional scrutiny, even from doctors. And so Malia Cole joins me this morning to talk about this. And Malia, welcome. It's good to have you on the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You've taken opioid medication every day for more than a decade. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. Coming up on almost 12 years.
Tell me why.
I have a chronic pain condition in my digestive system. Around 2003, they had to remove my gallbladder and fix some other things. And within that process, they created some nerve damage in my digestive system and in some of my valves. And so I have pain all day, every day from my digestive system reacting to that damage.
And is the pain of a level that if you weren't taking any kind of medication, I mean, in some ways you'd be unable to go through your day, do your work, do your other things?
Absolutely. I would be in bed all day, every day. I wouldn't be able to parent or be a spouse or work, any of that, or even, you know, just have social interactions. I would be stuck at home.
And when your doctors initially prescribed whatever the medication is, but it is an opioid. I mean, what did you know about the consequences, the implications of taking opioids every day?
Very little, like nothing. I took the medication because, of course, I was in so much pain that I wanted to at least ease it a bit. And so you kind of do anything you can to get back to yourself, especially when pain first hits. So I didn't know much about the meds, but I did know that they were helping me, and so I considered it a decent treatment to start with.
I want to say that your email to me said that you've tried a lot of other things. You've tried other pain medication. You've tried pain medication pumps. You've tried physical therapy and diet. Mm-hmm. Is that because you felt the pressure to get off of these opioids?
Absolutely. Yeah, you nailed it. It's one of those things where once you're using the opiates, then your doctors immediately try to transfer you to other medications for obvious reasons, but I've tried everything. Like you, there's nothing I have not tried in the pain, you know, sort of options. So it just is. You just keep trying to find other things you can use and take that are not opiates for many reasons.
You said patients like myself are living in fear right now with the demonizing of our medications, our doctors, and even ourselves. Without our medications, we climb onto our couch and never get up. So tell me how you feel, how you experience that, all this awareness about opioids and what you say is the demonization of it.
Right. So on a personal, you know, sort of experience, I've had pain clinics and pain doctors because that's where they send you when they're trying to help you get pain controlled. And these doctors immediately try to take me off my opiates. Like the first time I meet with them, they're telling me that they're the worst thing I could possibly be doing for myself. And I've actually had doctors say to me that it would be better to be off of my meds and in my bed all day than to continue taking the medication that's making it possible for me to parent.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, from my perspective, it's so frustrating, and it actually feels kind of immoral because they have nothing to provide me to make my pain livable. And I'm not trying to fix it. I just want to be able to function. And because they have nothing to offer me, it feels really not constructive to tell me to go off the one medication that's helping.
What do you think they're most worried about?
I think there's a few things. I think lawsuits and people dying is horrible. What's happening in our country with opiates breaks my heart. I can completely understand, you know, why they're concerned about that. But I feel like they don't get to know their patients because they don't have time or whatever. And so they just immediately try to take all of their patients off this medication because then they don't have to worry about that being trouble for someone. And they don't get to know people and find out if they're actually prone to addiction or, you know, maybe having issues with their medications. They just assume.
So many doctors, and this is the concern, right, with people who should not be taking opiates and don't need them, that they will then go out on the black. First, they'll build up an addiction to it. Then they'll go out on the black market to buy them, and they've been potentially mixed with other dangerous medications. Is your answer back to the doctor about that? I know what I need, and I'm not doing this because I'm getting some kind of a high for this. I mean, how do you respond to that?
My answer is always, I've been on this medication for 11 years. I've never even lost a pill, much less tried to get more prescriptions. I've never had any issues with law enforcement. And I use my medication very responsibly. My dose doesn't go up every 2 months. I'm very careful. So I think I try to explain that to my doctors to say that in this case, this medication is working the way it's supposed to, and therefore I should be allowed to take it.
What you're able to say to doctors is, I know how to manage this. I've never had any interactions with law enforcement, but you must worry. I mean, you must worry that, you know, law enforcement might look askance, given, again, that there's so much attention to this.
Oh, all the time. And my concern is that, yeah, I might run into something along the way, someone who doesn't know me, someone who finds out that I have these medications in my system. I always worry about what can happen. And I worry about my meds. When I pick them up at the pharmacy, I make sure I bury them in a bag. I try to take them home. I throw away all of my, you know, like bottles and things away in a dumpster because I don't want someone to know that I have them in my home. It's just crazy.
What kinds of restrictions are you encountering as you get your prescriptions filled?
Well, it's a process that continues to get more arduous. They keep putting more things in place in order to try to track who's buying these. And so I have to go to my doctor directly, and I have to get a written prescription. It can't be faxed. It can't be anything like that. I have to actually pick it up, and then I take it to my pharmacy, and then I have to have it filled on the day I run out. So if something happens and I can't get my prescription that day, I run out of medication. But they won't allow you to pick up your prescription a day ahead of time so that you feel safe that you have your meds. You have to wait till that day. So I've had many times where my medications were not ready for me, or, you know, just like I couldn't get to the doctor's office, something happened, and then you're out of meds. That's just it. You're done.
I'm Carrie Miller. I'm having a conversation with Malia Cole, and I heard from her after my segment aired about infants who are exposed to opioids during pregnancy. Malia has been prescribed opioids. She's taken them every day for close to 12 years, but she's talking about the scrutiny that she gets because she has to take opioids and the demonization of it in general. Have you had doctors who question your need for these medicines? And what, besides this one that said to you, it'd be better if you were in bed than taking these. I mean, what is their best argument, knowing your whole case history, for resisting prescribing these drugs to you?
It's really kind of a general, these are bad for you, and you know it, you've been hearing it all over. We need to get you off of them. There's no real justification in my case for my health, because it's been fine with these medications. So really, it's just that. I think I live in fear of these medications just suddenly being yanked off the market for all of us who need them. And so I have tried to get off of them for that reason. I've tried to find other medications that work just in fear that my meds will be taken away.
I mean, do you anticipate needing this medication from now? I mean, you sound like you're fairly young. Are you in your 30s or 40s?
Yeah, I'm in my early 40s. The pain hit when I was about 32.
Okay. So, I mean, do you anticipate needing this kind of medication for many years to come?
I really do. What I have is not a condition that they have a cure for or even know much about. There's not a lot of funding right now. And so I expect that I'll need some kind of pain treatment my whole life in order to continue to function the way that I do.
You said a moment ago in our conversation that what's going on with opioids in this country is you have a lot of compassion for people that are addicted to them. You're very concerned about addiction and overdosing. I mean, what is it that you want people to understand about your perception of the problem, but the unique perspective that you come to this from?
I think, I look at opiates as something I understand and know. I mm-hmm. think a lot of people in the general public just think that they're terrible and no one should take them. There's no purpose. And I think I actually know the purpose of these meds, so that's one thing. And then I think I also understand that chronic pain is a condition that 100 million people in this country suffer from, and there is not a lot of research right now into how to solve chronic pain or how to even make it better for people without these medications. There's such a focus on taking away the meds, but there's very little focus on finding new ways for people to treat their pain. And also, a lot of doctors are still not looking at ways to do wraparound sort of services where you can add in some of those, like, therapeutic stuff like massage and all that stuff. I feel like if insurance paid for those things and it was easier for doctors to prescribe that kind of treatment, we might have people doing better as well.
Yeah, this is a really good point, because when we've done shows on pain management, we inevitably hear that doctors are not as well versed and educated around pain management as they can be, which then may lead, I think, as you suggest, to, well, here's a drug that I know will work and this should take care of it, instead of, you know, bringing more information and, I guess, imaginative thinking to this.
Absolutely. And I feel like I know a lot of people with chronic pain, and it's caused by various different things, and yet we're all receiving the same treatment. So the research just isn't there on the separate different kinds of pain conditions as well, because they're not the same at all, and yet we're all receiving the same treatments, which are failing for many of us. It's just this big circle of disinformation or even just lack of information about what we're dealing with.
You know, I've been kind of curious as to whether you hesitated about being public about this, sending me the email and then being willing to do the interview.
I hesitate a little just because I'm a professional, I'm a mom, all those things. But I'm so passionate about this because every day I hear a story about opiates and it's never talked about my story. I've never heard my story out there anywhere. I've never heard someone say amidst one of these stories about opiate medications that we need to consider the people who need these medications. I don't know that that would happen with a lot of other disorders, but I feel like with pain, it's easy for people to dismiss us because you can't see it, you don't know what it feels like. It's just easy to say, well, they can figure something else out. So I felt like I really had to say something, and I've been pretty public in my life, so it's not a big surprise for the people around me that I would be talking with you.
Malia, thank you. Thanks for being willing to talk to us about it. I think it's an important perspective to have.
Oh, for sure. I really appreciate you taking the time to hear it.
And a couple thoughts here via Twitter on what Malia is saying. Matthew says, I took opioids for 2 years because of a broken back. The doctor that prescribed them retired and a new doctor wouldn't. He told me to quit. And Laura says, when my father had increased pain, the doctors ignored him. We found out later the increased pain was from lung cancer.